Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com for the latest in barbecue. I was cooking on mine last night, doing some chicken breast. It was great with some barbecue sauce. I tell you what, if you want to get the crust on the outside of that protein that you're cooking, that thing is hot and it's got great control. And I love it that I can control it with the app. All that and more coming from Monument Grills out there. I love those guys. What a great barbecue for the value. You can't get it better than Monument Grills. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I saw on Facebook and has been a common myth and a common problem, really, what you're seeing out there with cabinetry. And this is one of the biggest red flags that I see if you're out shopping around for custom cabinetry. Now, the one thing with custom cabinetry is that in different parts of the country, they do things differently. You have your national manufacturers, which are mostly a semi-custom to a custom, depending on what you're looking at. The lower the price point, the less custom options generally. And you're going to get these from, your cabinet dealers and those kind of things that you see out there. Now, there's all these little custom shops out there. And I am one of the experts on the Ask a Cabinet Maker Facebook group that my buddy Corbin put together. And here's the thing. Here's one of the most common issues that I see. It is these small custom cabinet shops. Now, when it comes to the word custom, as we've talked about in the past, that word is the Wild West. It means nothing from quality standpoint. It usually means a small shop that is building the project to fit your kitchen. Whatever size needs to happen, they'll make it. Now, of course, there's limitations in materials and there's all of that, but the biggest problem we run into is the finish. Now, by far, on the Ask a Cabinet Maker page, from what I see, the biggest issue is these small custom cabinet shops and their finishes. They're really rough at times. Now, all you guys out there, before you load my email up, there are plenty of great custom shops that have their finish game down. They've got it dialed in. They build a beautiful product. But it's the other ones that I'm concerned about that are going to take $15, $20, $30, $50, $100,000 from you for a cabinet package, and you get garbage. And that's what I'm worried about. So here are the things that I look at. Here are my warning signs that I see when it comes to cabinet finishes. And these are big ones. First off, if your custom cabinet maker does not finish them or doesn't have the ability that they work with a company that'll pre-finish them for you, that is a no-go to me. That is a do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I will not buy cabinets from a company ever that just does the cabinets, no finish. That's like going down to your Chevy dealership and buying a car and it shows up in raw metal and you got to ship it to the body shop to have it finished, or you're going to go home in your garage and paint it, which is much more likely to have the end result. It makes no sense. Now, I get it. If you want to spray a finish out and have it so you don't see the seams, but guess what? You're going to see the seams because wood expands and contracts. And the problem is so many of the finishers out there that finish in the field, they're using latex paint. It's the trim paint they pick up at their home center. It's the trim paint they pick up. That is not a real cabinet paint. You want something like some of the 2K urethanes. You do not want a lacquer. You don't want some latex enamel. that's off the paint store, if they aren't going to the commercial finish department at like your Sherwin-Williams or one of General Finishes or some of these other big companies, I would not use it. You don't want wall paint as your cabinet paint. If you want to see some what happens with that, it's not durable. It's not durable at all. And if they can't stain it, you got the wrong company. So stay away from companies when you're shopping for custom cabinetry. If they say, we don't finish it, you've got the wrong shop. Now, here's why, especially with a stain. Anytime you're finishing something on a job site, you're going to have contamination. You're going to have dust. You're going to have dirt. The bigger problem is you're now sending cabinetry out to a job site that could be pretty high humidity. By the time the cabinets are getting delivered, maybe the tile floors have just been installed. Maybe there's some painting done. There's some drywall work. You've got high humidity in many cases. And then you've got raw cabinetry, which is going to soak up any oil from people's hands. This is not something I want ever on a job site, because you're not going to be sanding it down like you would a hardwood floor. There's a reason why when the hardwood guys come in to do it, they want everybody out of the job site. They want to get it as best they can. And they're doing one surface, the floor. With cabinetry, I want those face frames to be finished around the edge of the face frame. I want these to be finished correctly. You can't get a good finish on a cabinet if you install it, put it all together, and then finish it on the job site. Not going to be as durable as a factory finish. No way. So be very careful, guys, when it comes to finishes. This is the part that are usually the biggest warranty claim issues with cabinetry. Warped doors, faulty finishes. And I guarantee you, if you send out cabinetry and have somebody paint it, somebody finish it, the cabinet guys, I didn't put the finish on it, don't talk to me. They've eliminated half of their finish issues and probably don't want to have to deal with the stuff of, there's a huge expense in running a paint room, paying for a finisher, dealing with environmental regulations, and dealing with all that stuff. They never have to worry about picking out stain colors. So if you're having to do that, before you sign and put an order in, that cabinet should have a finish on it. It should have a door style selected. You should have it signed, approved, ready to rock. Those are the things that need to happen. So don't get caught up in the finish game if you're out there with that. If you're looking at it, run to the hills, my friends. Run to the hills. Find another custom shop that will do it correctly. If they're not doing the finish, I promise you, you have the wrong company doing your cabinetry. If you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. If there's something that you're trying to figure out there in the world of remodeling, if you're a contractor, if you're a homeowner, you're stuck on something, give me a ring over there. You can just actually send me a message, AroundTheHouseOnline.com, and we'll have some stuff. We've got some great show coming up this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. We got a great interview I can't wait to share with you, and so much more. I got to get after it, guys. It is a busy work day for me here today. I got a lot to get done, so I'll leave you at that. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you on Saturday.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G. and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home, or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.